This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Radio Health Talk Show and ask a question about one's health or someone else's health is a liberating experience. It can actually be pretty awesome, and you should try it. And oh, by the way, did I mention the part about getting health advice from a licensed doctor for free? Now, you're invited to help me help you. Got a health problem? A health challenge? Not feeling well? And you just don't know where to turn or what to do? Well, I'm here for you. We're going to open up the phone lines for open line health questions. We have a lot of news to get out as well. Our number into the program, should you want to join us with a question about your health or make a health comment, fine, riveting or lame, doesn't matter. The number 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's 888-553-7262. And remember, you can always stay in touch with us via my website at drbob.com, drbob.com. Now, we're going to return to the phone calls and open line questions in just a moment. David, you're going to be first, followed by John, and then Pam. Stand by. Also, I want to let you know, coming up this hour, we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative Outrage and Health Mystery of the Week. We begin talking about those annoying masks that we are being told we have to take and use regularly. Masks because of the coronavirus, because of COVID-19, because you can't get into a Lowe's or a Home Depot or a lot of other places without having a mask on. I'm here to tell you, and we discussed this back in March with a very famous virologist, Dr. Judy Mikovits, masks don't stop you from getting COVID. Top experts criticize troubling evidence to justify wearing them. We're talking about masks now after a major Danish study concluded they don't protect the wearer. Top scientists have warned there is troubling lack of evidence that face masks prevent COVID-19 infection after a major study in Denmark found they don't protect people who wear them. Governments around the world, including here in the U.S., have strongly encouraged and or made mandatory the use of face masks, coverings, in indoor public places and spaces, despite a dearth of rigorous trials into their effectiveness. And folks, this is very evident. Think about this. When this first began, what did all the experts tell you, including Dr. Fauci and our U.S. Surgeon General, both of them and many other experts, told us that facial masks do not stop infections like viruses. They may slow it down going out of the mouth of that person who's infected, but they don't stop it completely. The rationale has been that masks must be better than nothing because they block at least some virus from being exhaled or inhaled by the wearer. But a randomized study published by scientists at Copenhagen University, thought to be the best of its kind so far, found no, I repeat, zero statistical evidence that they offer any protection whatsoever, which is completely contradictory to what we're hearing all day, every day here in the U.S. Now, reacting to the finding, Oxford's University professor Carl Hennigan and Dr. Tom Jefferson said there had been a troubling lack of robust evidence on face masks and COVID-19. They have only been 3 real-life studies comparing mask wearers to non-mask wearers, one in Guinea-Bissau, one in India, and one in the newest one in Denmark. All have shown masks have no benefit in preventing the disease. And this is why a lot of health experts, a lot of doctors, contract COVID-19, even though they're literally in hazmat suits. But the experts added, now we have properly rigorous scientific research we can rely on. The evidence shows wearing masks in the community does not significantly reduce the rates of infection. Now, this particular study in Copenhagen was 6,000 people they looked at. Droplets of saliva and mucus from coughs and sneezes are very small, and viral particles themselves are particularly tiny. In fact, they're about 20 times smaller than bacteria. For this reason, a article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a study published this month, still contended that people without symptoms should not wear surgical masks because there is not proof that masks will protect them from infection, although they may keep people who are coughing and sneezing from infecting others. However, any face mask is only as good as other health and hygiene practices, meaning we still have to wash our hands, not bring our hands to our face and infect ourselves, and try to cough into your elbow, all those things, social distancing, the whole nine yards. Experts universally agree that there's simply no replacement for those particular preventive management efforts. And some think that masks may also help to train people not to touch their faces, while others argue that the unfair or unfamiliar garments will just make people do it more, actually raising the risk of infection. It's like me. When I put a mask on, and I do to go in these stores, begrudgingly, my nose itches immediately. I feel suffocated. It's just a bummer. Now, the results from the Danish study called Danmask 19 mirror the findings of studies into influenza. This is why we've never been asked to wear masks in the United States when we're in flu season, even when the flu vaccines are bust, meaning maybe they work 20 or 30%. Nobody really knows, but a lot of years they don't work at all. We're never mandated to wear masks, and yet we know that influenza takes out the elderly and the people that are sick and infirm and the very young and people who are compromised. 9 other trials looking at the efficacy of face masks on influenza have found that masks make little or no difference whatsoever catching a virus. So this is no different. And I know it's a difficult argument, but we've had that from the very beginning on this show with Dr. Judy Mikovits. She was chastised. She was completely attacked when she wrote her book about this topic and laid it out there for public consumption. She's a world-renowned virologist, and they criticized her. But here it is, proof once again. Masks don't work. Now, you can certainly make the argument that people in nursing homes and people that are very aged and are higher risk do need to be protected from COVID-19. It's a deadly disease in certain people, but 99% plus of other people, they will get through it or not have any symptoms at all. But we do need to pay attention to, always pay attention to hygiene and sanitation and various things that we can do to cut down on disease transmission. Masks are not going to, they give people a false sense of security, I think. That's part of the problem. They think just because they have a mask on, they can do all kinds of other unhealthy things and they'll be protected. Or they cannot do all the other stuff that they have the ability to do that actually works, like wash your hands and not sneezing into the air, etc. So there you have it. And I know some people are just on the floor going, what? Well, it's true. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to go to the health alternative of the week, then your phone calls. David, you'll be up first in Rhode Island. Stand by. If you want to join us, you can. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
What if I was me?
Back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you like what you hear, don't keep the show such a big secret. You probably have sick friends or sick neighbors or loved ones that could benefit by tuning into the show. Teach them how to do it. They can do it online anywhere in the world by logging on to my website, or the best place to listen is on the radio station you're listening to right now. So refer them to that. Jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the frequency on the dial, whether it's AM or FM, and the and just send that out to as many people as you can so they, too, have the opportunity to get healthy naturally. All right, we're going to go to phone calls and questions in a moment. First, this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. The Health Alternative of the Week. All right, we know that Thanksgiving is just a few days away, really, and the big meal is coming your way. And especially, you know, it puts pressure on those people who are in charge of making all the food and preparing the meal. You got to give them props for all of that, the hard work. And for those people who don't like to do it, but yet they know they want to prepare the food for themselves and their family and their guests, here's the health alternative of the week. At least if you're going to include vegetables around the Thanksgiving dinner table, make sure they are organic. And you can actually get the frozen organic vegetables. They are available 100% organic, which means that you don't have to worry about pesticides and fungicides and other toxins that are going to go out into your body and the guest's body and your children's body. You shouldn't feel guilty about cooking this year. Especially if you're stressed about preparing, you just don't have enough time. There is organic, fresh frozen vegetables from natural grocers. Slow down and discover your new savings grace. Natural grocers, 100% organic, non-GMO, no artificial colors, no preservatives, no flavors. From fresh frozen cauliflower to broccoli, to chopped spinach, kale, mixed vegetables, green beans, corn, all gluten-free, all BPA-free, and priced right. Frozen vegetables are an excellent option when you're short of time, on a budget, or you just prefer the convenience. The freezing process won't disturb the vegetable's nutrient content as long as you take care. With cooking, your cooking method, the vegetables are already cut and are... they just need to be thawed out. Flavor for them is great. You can put spice, herbs, whatever you want to do to make them taste better if you choose to. Most packaged frozen organic vegetables you'll find at all natural grocer stores come with packaged seasonings and sauces that are often high, we're talking now about the prototypical grocery store where you buy these frozen vegetables. They come with too much salt, too much sugar in them, but by getting natural grocers 100% organic frozen vegetables, this week's health alternative of the week, you don't have to worry about the sugar, the sodium, or any of the other stuff. Natural grocers, organic frozen vegetables definitely deserve more appreciation, especially as winter creeps closer, diminishing access to fresh local produce. Many of the people listening to the sound of my voice will rely on. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Check out their website to find out where you can get the health alternative of the week. Natural grocers, 100% organic frozen vegetables. Make it easy and healthy this Thanksgiving. Go to naturalgrocers.com, naturalgrocers.com to find a store nearest you. There's the health alternative of the week. All right, let's go to your phone calls and questions now. Open line health questions at 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. First up, as promised, is David in the state of Rhode Island. Welcome to the program, David. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How may I help you, sir?
Well, I know that microwave ovens aren't a good thing, especially if you keep your vitamins in the kitchen where I heat them. And I was wondering if there's any protective thing, I don't know, a Faraday, some way to protect them from the effects of it.
Yes, move your microwave oven to the garage.
Well, when you're in a shared environment, that's easier said than done.
I know. But here's the deal. David, I'm glad you're bringing this up. We've talked about this many times over the years on the show. To find out if your particular microwave oven leaks, okay, here's what you do. Take your cell phone and put it in the microwave oven. Make sure the ringer's on and it's up to high volume. Then from another phone, someone else's cell phone or a landline, call your cell phone when you're standing near the microwave oven. And you'll hear your phone ring, which means that that microwave oven you have leaks. Meaning, you know, the microwave oven, they claim that they don't leak. You know, they've got all these special things that block the microwaves from getting out. Very few have that option. Most of them leak. And the way you find out if yours is leaking, put the telephone in there, call it. If the signal gets through, it's also leaking microwaves out. Now, you're right. Using a microwave oven not only destroys, and I'm talking about using it on a regular basis. Every once in a while, if you want to heat up some water or something in there, I don't even have a problem with that. But when you put food in there, you know, vegetables and other foods, you are definitely destroying some of the enzyme process because the microwave, because it's a heating process, anytime you high heat any food, you're going to denature and reduce the content of certain vitamins, certain minerals, certain enzymes, and certain nutrients that the human body needs and won't get as a result of what this friend of mine, every time we would get on the process of this, she said, well, I'm not going to nuke my food. Well, it's not nuking your food, of course, but she calls it that because she hates microwave ovens. So you're right. If your vitamins or any nutrients are within, let's say, 2 to 3 feet from that microwave oven, those microwaves are going to be hitting it. That's why you never want to let a human being stand, especially children, on a chair looking into that microwave oven turning on that turntable while their little eyes are being fried by those microwave oven, microwaves getting out into their face. Not a good thing, folks. And as I said, take the microwave challenge by putting your cell phone in there and then calling it. And if you hear it ring, and if it's ringing, there's no way that microwave oven is not leaking. And you do not want to be around a leaking microwave. And you don't want to be using it on a regular basis either, other than maybe heating water up at the very most. And I know it's tough because convenience is everything, right? But we live in a too fast-paced society and we pay for those things that are compromising our health. I'm glad you brought it up, David, because other people needed to hear about that that may be completely in the dark about it. It's just that important. And there are all kinds of other studies that have been performed by Germans and Russians and the Swiss, and a lot of negative information about microwave ovening is out there. I'm sure some of it's exaggerated. Some of it may have some grain of reality to it, but we know they leak, and you don't want to be around them, and they do denature food, no question. And we're talking about on a regular basis, do not use them. All right, thank you for your phone call, David. Now, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, we're going to be discussing how eating mangoes, I love mangoes. Mangoes are good for you. But did you know that they reduce facial wrinkles? They do. And we're going to be talking about a new study from researchers at the University of California because what it is, it's a specific type of mango which you should know about that benefits in facial wrinkles. We're going to get into the specifics of that after this break. And if you want to join us in the remaining half hour or so of the show, you can with your health question or your health comment. Our number, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Be right back.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician,
I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
From heel pain to headaches, gout to gallbladder problems, erectile dysfunction to eczema, how to lower your cholesterol, your triglycerides, your glucose, all of those questions and more are available right here, right now. And any health-related question that you have on your mind, I'll be happy to try to help you out with. Our number into the show, Open Line Health Questions, 1-888-553-7262, 888-553-7262. 55 Dr. Bob or 1-888-553-7262. We'll get back to telephone calls and open line questions in just a little bit. Plus, coming up, I'm going to be talking about mangoes and how they reduce facial wrinkles. But first, we have this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. It's time for the Health Outrage, because it's nothing but...
Oh, yes, indeed. It is outrageous. I observed this outrage with my own eyes. You've probably seen it yourself as well in other places. It's about hand sanitizer. A lot of hand sanitizers have a lot of toxic material in them. You can get natural hand sanitizers. We've actually talked about it here on the radio show. Most health food stores carry safe and effective hand sanitizers that don't have the level of toxicity. In fact, one of my favorites is a company by the name of North American Herb and Spice. They have the best hand sanitizer out there on the market today, in my opinion. North American Urban Spice. Look them up. Check it out. Meanwhile, let me tell you about the health alternative or the health outrage of the week. We were sitting in an airport lounge waiting to board our plane recently. We noticed a young mother using hand sanitizer on her young child. They were sitting waiting for the same plane. I estimate the child was maybe 3 or 4 years of age, running around, you know, having fun in the airport there. Mother, mind you, the mother was concerned about the child running around, but now the mother says to her child, come over here, we're going to rub some hand sanitizer on you. So she was rubbing hand sanitizer literally on this little girl's entire body. Her hands, her arms, her legs, her chest, her back, every part of her body got drenched. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. It was almost like putting suntan lotion on this child, and it was really sunny in the lobby of the airport here. It's weird. When she finished coating her daughter's skin in, I'm sure, this toxic hand sanitizer from somewhere, she stood up and wiped her hands on the back of her pants. She was just sitting on this, you know, chair in the airport where I'm sure there was some contamination. God only knows how many germs. And then she, of course, once she wiped her hands, the hand sanitizer off on her rear end of her pants where she was sitting, she again grabbed her little baby child and was, you know, interacting, touching her face, touching her hands, the baby's hands, the legs, all of it. It's just crazy, folks. Where do you begin? I mean, after seeing that, the woman, she was meaning well, but just didn't have a clue. An outrage it was, and that's why it qualified as the health outrage of the week. All right, we're going to go to our phones again, open line of questions, and then we're going to get to the issue about mangoes and how they reduce facial wrinkles. Next up, however, is John. He's calling in from the state of Oregon. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, John. Hello.
Yeah, morning, Bob. Anyway, I have a hip problem. I'm thinking about going in for a hip transplant.
And, really?
Anyway, I'm not walking a straight line. I feel like I've lost about maybe an inch or two on my right side. And so anyway, you know, between that and my hip pain. So I'm in, you know, thinking about really having it done, but it kind of... So I wanted to call you and ask you what you thought about this, and
Well, it's a pretty dramatic surgery. I have a friend, a patient who does that surgery all the time, and it's dramatic. It can be really good or really bad, John. It's like rolling the dice. I hope you know that you make it through if you decide to do it. Now, some people. Their hip is gone. There's no longer any cartilage. There's no getting around it. But most, they're not in that place. Most panic and do the surgery because they're in pain and they don't want to be in pain. They just feel like they could get it fixed. But there are complications, John, that happen in these surgeries, including death and disability. So, before you jump into surgery, you should exhaust all things related to that hip to try to bring it around, including stem cell injections, including acupuncture, including seeing a chiropractor for a period of time so that that person can straighten up your hips and your lower back to get them working and balanced, to making sure that your feet are in balance, because if your feet are out of balance, it will stress your hip. You should try physical therapy, massage therapy, anything and everything. You should throw the kitchen sink at this problem, John, before you ever go down the slippery slope of hip surgery, because if your surgery is botched or there's a problem related to the surgery itself, you can't turn back. You will be, well, you will be like a, how can I say it? It's like trying to unboil a hard-boiled egg, John. You know, once you have a surgical error or some breakdown of that process, things can get really out of control, and then you'll be wondering why you did it in the first place. So if you haven't looked into these other things, do so. And give them an appropriate period of time before you make that call. In other words, don't just say, well, I'm going to go see the chiropractor one visit, and if he doesn't straighten out, you know, decades worth of problems, I'm out of there. No, you may need to have like 6, 8, 12 weeks worth of care. You may need a series of acupuncture treatments. You may need physical therapy. You may need some massage therapy. You may need to have orthotics in your shoes to balance when you're standing up and walking. These are things that should be carefully considered and accessed and utilized before hip surgery. It's worth the time. It's worth the investment, because hip surgery is the very last thing that you should ever consider, ever, in a non-life-threatening situation. And if you haven't considered those things that I just outlined, you haven't. You're missing the boat, because I've helped many people avert hip surgery by them taking a look and engaging in that process. I wish you well, John. Thank you for your phone call. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice. Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoned. Get started. Get started. Get started. Let's get it.
with you. Coming up very shortly, we're going to have the product recall of the week in just a moment here. But before we get to that, do you know the reason why experts, nurses, doctors are testing people for COVID-19 by swabbing into their nostril area as opposed to swabbing their eyes or swabbing their ears or swabbing their whatever? Well, they go to the nose, the nostrils, because that's how the germs mostly enter the body. So that's where we pick up the presence with these instant COVID tests to see if there's a positive finding. And therefore, it should be no surprise to you, that's where your effort needs to begin with the prevention and treatment of these viral problems or other things, bacteria or even dust, mold, or anything else that enters your body through your nasal cavity. You need to keep your nasal cavity clear, clean, and moisturized with a nasal spray that I use on a regular basis, Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. And Clear is spelled with an X, X-L-E-A-R, Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. You just squirt two squirts up each nostril two or three times a day, and you are going to be good to go, especially if you have nasal congestion or stuffiness or excess mucus production, or you don't want that stuff. If you're out and about in public life, and who isn't, and we now know that masks don't stop things from coming through. We know that. I just read the study to you. So you have to protect yourself by having a effective, non-drug, over-the-counter, safe, science-based nasal spray called Clear Rescue Nasal Spray with ingredients like grapefruit seed extract, Podiarco, parsley, tea tree, and oregano. Germs hate this stuff, and they will not survive within that environment. So clear your nasal area out, your nostrils on a regular basis, you and your family, to reduce your risk of all kinds of health-related problems. You can find Clear Nasal Spray products, including Clear Rescue Nasal Spray, a potent drug-free option, at finer health and grocery stores, including CVS, Rite Aid, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Kroger's, Publix, Natural Grocers, or you can go to Clear's site at xlear.com. That's clear.com. All right, it's time now for the product recall of the week. This week's product recall is Invo Spa recalls heated blankets due to a fire hazard, burn hazard. This recall involves Invo, I-N-V-O, Spa electric throw heated blankets. If you have one, these by the way, are 50 to 60 inches in size. They're sold exclusively online at Amazon.com. Manufactured, of course, in China. So if you have one of these Invo, I-N-V-O, Spa heated blankets, send it back. Get it. Get your money back because it's a fire and health hazard to you and your family. That's the health recall of the week. All right, now let's get into this topic about eating mangoes and how it can reduce facial wrinkles. This was done in women. A new study from researchers at the University of California, Davis, finding eating Ataulfo, A-T-A-U-L-F-O, Ataulfo mangoes, also known as honey or champagne mangoes, may have another benefit, reducing facial wrinkles in women with fair skin. That's what a study writes about, published in the journal Nutrients. They were looking at postmenopausal women who ate about a half cup of these honey or champagne mangoes. So when you're looking for the specific strain or genus of mango, get the honey or the champagne. That's the easy one to remember because they show that they had significant improvement in wrinkles, according to the lead doctoral student at UC Davis Department of Nutrition. A half cup of this mango. Now, if you eat too much, not good, because there's a lot of sweetness in mangoes. It's very difficult to stop eating mangoes. They are so good. I love them. But, ladies, if you're looking for wrinkle reduction or prevention, half cup, that's all you need. That's all that's necessary. Now, there is a myth out there about smoking and how smoking protects people from COVID. Not true. Smoking causes three times as many cells to be infected with coronavirus. Lab studies are now suggesting, despite an array of research showing that it may cut the risk of COVID-19. I remember reading about this when this whole thing started. They couldn't figure out why smokers weren't getting as much COVID. Well, that has been revised. There's been many studies, one in Mexico. There was another one, where else? College of London, looking at people. But the bottom line of these things is that smokers, and it's just counterintuitive to believe that smokers, but I guess COVID-19 doesn't like to be smoked. But nonetheless, smoking causes three times as many cells to be infected with coronavirus. Because, why? They're irritated, they're inflamed, they're weakened from the, 3,000 or 5,000, I don't forget how many chemicals that are in burned tobacco. Not a good thing. All right, when we come back from this break, we've got for you the health mystery of the week. Plus, we're going to talk about how the U.S. leads in pregnancy-related deaths. So if you're going to have a baby, call your travel agency, or travel agent, I should say. Coming back with that right after this, you're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We're winding down the show today. Remember, stay in touch with us always over at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. You've got Twitter, you've got Instagram. It's all there, all kinds of articles about health as well. It's time now for the health mystery of the week. We're going to talk about how four jabs or needles of sterile water injected into the back of a pregnant woman during labor, giving pregnant women a shot into their lower back, helps reduce the agonies during childbirth. And that sounds funny. Sterile water being injected into the backs of pregnant women reduces the pain that they have during labor. And the medical profession is just having a hard time figuring out why. They must think it's the water or something, which it is not. What they're doing, and they should figure this out eventually, it's a mystery to them right now, but it shouldn't be. They're actually hitting acupuncture points in the lower back that are relieving the pain that is associated with severe back pain and labor. But, of course, they're giving the credit to their magic needles and their magic, juice nostrum of sterile water. If they would just have an acupuncturist on hand to treat the women, they wouldn't have to inject this silly sterile water into their backs. They just treat the acupuncture points and get the same effect. But, of course, they won't do that. It's a mystery why, because they can't charge an exorbitant amount for it. And they don't want to admit that other healing arts exist to begin with. So that's the mystery of the week, folks, as sad as it is. Furthermore, the U.S. leads wealthy nations in pregnancy-related deaths. Here we spend the most in the world on healthcare, and we have one of, if not the highest, death rate in pregnancy. Why is that? Have you ever wondered why? Could it be all the intervention that goes on, all the C-sections and the episiotomies and putting women up in stirrups and treating the pregnancy like a 9-month disease process which terminates with medical care? This is the reason why, because those procedures, all those procedures, which is defensive medicine, also earns more money for the obstetrician. Because the case is ratcheted up and their income goes way up if you cut them open and extract the baby as opposed to when the babies come through the birth canal, which is supposed to be. Now, there are always extenuating circumstances where emergency things happen, but we have way too many of these procedures going on. That's why we lead wealthy nations in pregnancy-related deaths. It's because doctors choose to participate in all of that risk and folly, sadly enough. All right, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to wish all of you and your family a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Until we talk again, I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Be well.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a 1-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.